If you don't want the following movie spoiled for you, better put on the brakes and go watch it first. We'll be here whenever you get back. Also, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at DylansFRF or email us at DylansFRF@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.
The All-Night Drive-In Picture Show presents Dylan's First Run Features. Here are your hosts, Ryan Mason and Dylan Mason. This is Lane Hewitt speaking.
Welcome to Dylan's First Run Features. That's Siegfried. I'm Roy.
Siegfried and Roy. Oh, how appropriate. You know, you realize Roy was the guy that got his throat ripped out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so you. I should be talking like this.
We're not talking at all, maybe. Well, we got on the docket today there, son.
Today, we have a frightening episode in preparation for a movie that we all here at Dylan's First Run Features are very excited for.
Oh, yeah.
That being Cocaine Bear.
Cocaine Bear.
Now, I would like to specify that this episode is not sponsored by Cocaine Bear, but we are not opposed to the idea of sponsorship for that movie.
We are all about money here. We'll
please,
take any.
Please, we'll take your money.
Yeah.
Any day
quarter,
of the week.
Quarter, dollar,
any,
2,000.
Any money, yeah. Any money we can get out of
that's right.
Cocaine Bear. That would
hit
be,
us up, major movie studio.
Yes, please. We would love to sponsor your movies and talk about other movies in
yes.
preparation. But since we're so excited about Cocaine Bear releasing February 24th, 2023, we're covering this because this is another movie about just crazy animals.
That's right.
The movie we're talking about today is about as close as it could get to a snuff film.
Very close.
It's very close. Today, we are covering Roar!
Roar! Roar. Oh my god, Roar.
This is a hard film to stomach. On a filmmaking standpoint, like the film itself, we're not going to have much to talk about, but the behind the scenes of this movie is depressing. Like, it's really, really a sad story how they made this, and it's also just truly a horrifying story, but
the plot is very simple. It stars Melanie Griffith and her family.
Yeah.
I think he's her stepfather. John Marshall, I think, is his stepfather.
Probably at this point, yeah.
I think he was at the time.
Oh.
Her mother, Tippi Hedren from The Birds, and Melanie is in it, and so is her brother.
And Tippi Hedren has now been attacked by two animals in the film. That's sad.
The plot of this one is that John Marshall lives in the jungle, basically, in Africa, and he lives on a plot of land with a bunch of wild cats, lions,
yes.
tigers, panthers, lynx.
That, in theory, sounds like it could be a pretty bad experience. To get why this film is so scary, that sounds pretty terrifying alone. They did not use tamed lions, tigers, panthers. They used untamed
right.
wild animals in this movie.
Wild animals. The rest of the plot is his family comes to visit him on his new place. When they get there, he's away and he can't get back to them for some reason, like his boat. One of the tigers capsizes his boat or something like
yeah.
that. Yeah. He takes a wild animal everywhere he goes,
yeah.
One of the tigers capsizes the boat that he's on, so he's having trouble getting home to meet his family.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, they have no idea that these animals just roam freely on the property and in the house.
Yeah.
The rest of the movie, until he gets there, and even after that, for the most part, is his family trying not to get killed.
Yes, we mean that in a literal sense.
Yes, yeah.
So the ideas for this movie are unpredictable because the script is most likely basically non-existent.
Right. And it's evident while watching this movie,
yeah.
too. Yeah.
Because of many things that you do in fact see, including, for one part that comes very early on in the movie, where, Christ, what's that guy's name?
John Marshall?
Noel Marshall.
Noel Marshall. Have I been calling him the wrong name?
Noel Marshall directed this movie.
Well, that's him starring too then, isn't it?
Yeah.
Shit. I've been calling him John Marshall this whole time. His name is Noel Marshall. I'm sorry, because John Marshall is in the movie, but he's the son, am I right?
Yeah.
Okay, my bad. Noel Marshall.
Yeah.
We're professionals.
We are professionals.
Yep.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
So Noel Marshall, very early on in this movie, gets attacked by a lion.
Mm-hmm.
And this happens several times in the entire filming.
Yes.
There is real blood that is shed on screen.
Oh, yeah.
Because of a lion attack.
And that poor guy who's like his partner or what have you.
Yeah.
And he gets attacked and is bleeding from the head.
Yeah.
Gushing blood from the head.
Yeah. It is a horrifying movie to watch.
I am very, very scared of being attacked or killed or mauled by an animal. So watching this movie was incredibly cringy for me from beginning to end.
No, it definitely gave me a certain anxiety that I rarely feel while watching a movie.
Yeah.
Like, there are a few movies that have made me react in this way before, and I had to sit with my knees up to my chest. It was so hard to watch this movie without getting a certain feeling of horrifying anxiety. There is a few cool moments in this movie that do not involve lions, including one where an elephant... One of the actors almost got killed by an elephant,
uh-huh.
But there isn't a scene where an elephant picks up a boat.
Yes.
And that is one of the funnier scenes in the movie. Every scene with an elephant in this movie is pretty great,
very
honestly.
Entertaining. Yeah.
Very entertaining because, well, they didn't use trained elephants.
That being said, elephants are horrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wild ones, anyway. I mean, elephants in general. I mean, they're beautiful animals, but
horrifying.
I don't want to be trampled or beat up by one.
No. We're done talking about the film portion of this episode.
That's all you really got to say.
Yeah, because the behind the scenes is what you'd be more interested to know about this movie.
You did a deep dive on this. Let's hear what you got.
I did, and I would like to preface this. If you feel very uncomfortable by animals being attacked and killed or people getting mauled by other animals, if you feel like you have to sit this one out, that's perfectly fine with me. So this film earned the tagline of the most dangerous film ever made. Yeah, I can see that.
Buy that, yep.
Let us begin with Melanie Griffith. She was mauled by a lion during the filming and required plastic surgery. Griffith reportedly received 50 stitches to her face. It was feared she would lose an eye, but she recovered and was not disfigured. On another occasion, a lion grabbed her hair and wouldn't let go. That shot did make it into the movie.
Yes.
And whenever you do see it, you'll know exactly which scene it is.
Yes.
Because
looked incredibly painful.
Yeah. Noel Marshall was attacked by wildcats so many times during the production that he eventually developed gangrene.
Oh.
In one incident, he was clawed by a cheetah while protecting the animals during a bushfire in 1979. All of the animals were evacuated. It took several years for him to recover from his injuries.
Ugh. That's one thing you don't think about whenever you get attacked by animals and that sort of thing. It's not only are you getting shredded, but they've got bacteria in their mouth, too.
I know. It's insane.
I think you and I have discussed this. Sharon Stone's husband at the time.
Yeah.
She took him to visit a zoo where he could see a Gila monster, however you pronounce it, up close. He went in for some reason without shoes on. It bit his foot, and he was hospitalized and nearly died from bacterial infections. So,
yeah.
You don't really think about that portion of it. You just think, oh my God, he's biting his head off.
Yeah,
I know. If he does survive, there's a good chance that you could still get bacterial infections and that sort of thing from it too.
And we're going to be talking a lot about other animals mauling people because this movie set had a lot of maulings happening.
It's an insurance nightmare.
Yes. And there are two taglines for this movie, one of them being the most dangerous movie ever made, and the second tagline, no animals were harmed in the making of this film, which, unfortunately, that is untrue.
Not true.
But 70 cast and crew members were harmed. They only credit the director, the writer, the cinematographer, and a lot of the actors in the movie. none of the crew was credited because of how brutal the set was.
They should have been credited and paid extra, but...
I know, it's crazy. Cinematographer Jean Debon, he was mauled by a lion on set. Over 120 stitches were needed to sew his scalp back in place. After a medical treatment, Debon returned to the production to complete his director of photography duties.
Jean Debon, if I'm not mistaken, directed Speed 2.
He did, yes.
Yes, which is an incredible movie.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm just kidding. Did he do the first one, too?
He did both, yeah.
Oh, did he? Okay. Well, at least one of them was a hit.
Yeah, and the second
one was...
The
other was a dud,
yeah. The second one was what it was. The movie is not considered a horror movie. I feel it should be because of the anxiety attack that this movie
PG,
is.
It's rated PG, right?
It's rated PG, yeah. That doesn't make sense
not
to me at all.
Not a chance.
However, the making of it has been called a horror because the production was plagued by bushfires, floods, animal attacks, crew resignations, rain, disease, and foreclosure.
The funny thing about this movie, too, is that the score in the movie...
is very carnival.
Yeah, it's definitely the score of a family movie.
I know.
It should have been, like, the score from The Conjuring.
Yes.
Just constant tension and foreshadowing. Yeah.
It sounds like something you'd hear at a carnival.
Oh, my God. It's ridiculous.
It's
unnecessary. It's the wrong score for this movie.
The very wrong score. The production filming schedule for this movie was originally projected to require 6 months. It ended up taking 4 years to complete the principal photography of the movie.
Because the cinematographer got his scalp ripped off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Assistant director Doron Copper was attacked and mauled by a lion during production filming of this picture. He had his throat bitten open, his jaw was bitten, and one of the lions attempted to rip off his ear.
Oh my God.
He was also injured in the head, chest, and thigh. Although it has been reported that the attack nearly proved fatal, the Santa Cruz Sentinel on July 9th, 1978, printed a quote from a nurse saying that his injuries were acute. Although, what this really means is that his injuries were sudden and traumatic. He was also reported as being conscious and in a fair condition.
When we say that he lives on an island with wild cats, there's not like 3 or 4 cats. There's dozens.
Like, I believe there were around 60 of them.
Yeah. Dozens of wild cats... just going in and out of this house, chasing mm-hmm. people around, knocking walls down, knocking doors down, destroying the house. Just, I can't understand why anybody would even agree to film this movie. To be in this movie, to be on staff, to be a part of the crew. You couldn't pay me enough to do that.
Yeah. No, it's insane.
They'd be like, hey, Ryan, you want like $5 million to be on set with? Nah.
No,
I'm good.
I'm good. Nope.
Nah.
Oh, hell no!
In 1978, a flood from a dam break killed many lions in the film, washed away the set, and destroyed nearly all of the movie, including sets, completed film footage, and 3 key lions, including Robbie. Robbie was the movie's Lion King,
right.
Basically.
Yeah.
The picture was set back several years, and the damage done amounted to approximately US dollars, $4
million. Wow.
And my final tidbit of information is... the opening credits featured this text. Since the choice was made to use untrained animals, and since for the most part they chose to do as they wished, it's only fair they share the writing and directing credits.
So they got their SAG cards, basically, these lions. Yeah.
That's correct. Yeah.
Well, that's good, because the insurance alone, they could use that.
Just since we're on the topic of, like, maulings and stuff... what, in your opinion, is the scariest story, like real story, of an animal mauling someone or attacking them?
To me, the one that really sticks with me is the woman who got her face bit off by a chimp.
I know exactly who you're talking about. The Travis the Chimp incident.
Right. That's the one that sticks with me, and it made me, you know, monkeys are, oh, they're so cute and lovable. Look at them. No, they are horrifying, and they're incredibly strong. They don't know their own strength, and they'll bite your face off. And they also go for the genitalia.
Yes, they do. And
I'm going to pass.
So I'm sorry that I'm not recalling the current name of this person, but there was a race car driver who owned a chimp with his wife and basically treated the chimp as his son. And eventually, the chimp attacked someone because he was troubled. something spooked him. So they sent him to an institution for, like, chimps and other stuff. So every single year, they'd go and celebrate the chimp's birthday, and they'd bring him, like, a piece of cake and stuff. One year, they did this. The race car driver and his wife, they brought him a piece of cake, celebrated his birthday with him. Little did they know, there were two chimps watching as they celebrated. These chimps being as aggravated as they are, and because they were basically the kings of the sanctuary, they figured out that their cages were unlocked.
Oh, God.
They escaped. His wife escaped unharmed. The race car driver lost his nose, a part of his face, his eye. He lost, I believe, an arm. He lost his penis.
Oh, no.
And they scratched him all to hell. That is a story that sticks with me
you
because...
You know, could have remedied that whole situation?
What?
Extra cake.
Jesus, man.
I'm sorry. Just brought extra cake. I mean, no, that is a terrible story.
I have seen a picture that has been taken recently of him, and he doesn't look like the same person. Like, he has a caved-in part of his face. They ripped, like, the skin so far off of him that they removed skin. They removed
probably
bone from his skull.
Yeah, probably had to graft skin and all that back onto it as well.
Yeah.
Folks, if you're going to have a pet, dog, cat, bird, ferret. What's another good one?
Guinea pig.
Guinea pigs are good. Chinchillas. Hi, Abby. My friend Abby has chinchillas.
Oh.
Don't get a monkey.
Get a goat.
Goats are fine,
yes.
Don't get a monkey. Don't get a wild cat, a jungle cat, or a forest cat.
Don't get a lynx.
Don't do it. If you think to yourself, you know what? I think I want to get myself a lynx.
Yeah.
I can train it, sure. It won't destroy me or my family.
No, it will kill you in your sleep.
It won't destroy everything I love. It'll be fine, you know. They're not as big as tigers. I mean, please.
They can be as big as tigers,
I mean,
but
come
why not?
On.
Yeah.
Why do people feel like they can have these types of animals?
Yeah.
In their home, around their families. It's just, I don't get it.
I don't get it either. It truly is surprising to me.
I joke a lot about how we don't deserve dogs. We don't deserve monkeys. We really, truly don't.
No.
Monkeys
are evil.
We don't deserve it. Monkeys need to be left to their own devices in the jungle or in sanctuaries.
Yes.
No monkeys in your home, please. I don't care how small and how cute it is. No monkeys.
I will say that I do love me a good old monkey.
They're adorable. They're funny.
They are adorable and they're hilarious, but whenever they are not adorable, they're eating crap and showing you their red butts.
We saw a baboon eat its own poop at the zoo. And
yeah, it was real great. It was a real experience.
They're so cute when they're eating their own feces.
Yep, and showing you their bright red butts, you know?
They got red asses. Well, let's put a button on this one, bud. That was Roar. It is available on Blu-ray. I don't believe it's streaming anywhere. If it is, you may be able to find a dirty copy of it on YouTube. But
yeah,
if you are into car wrecks and train accidents, this is the movie for you.
Yeah.
It is the most realistic horror movie you'll ever see, and it's dubbed a family movie.
It is dubbed a family movie.
Even though you
movie.
See a guy get his top of his head ripped open and he's bleeding everywhere. Family movie.
Family.
Just because there's a family in it doesn't mean it's a family movie.
You want a good family movie to watch? Watch some Pixar stuff or something.
Right.
Yeah, don't watch this with your family. That'll scare you. You have tigers, and you don't want your kids being afraid of the zoo now, do you?
There are plenty of great animated movies that have animated cats, and I mean, Madagascar's got a lion. You could watch that.
Yeah.
He doesn't eat anybody.
Oh, I'm sure he would if he wasn't animated.
Right.
Yeah, this was Roar. It's probably our most depressing episode yet.
We're here to bring you the facts.
We are here to bring you the facts, and this one was full of them. I hope you enjoy... Never mind. I'm not going to say I hope you enjoyed. This was depressing, but yeah. If you listened to this episode, then...
God bless you.
God bless you.
Mercy. Okay. We appreciate you listening to Dylan's First Run Features, and our next episode will be
Oscar picks.
Depictions? Not depictions.
Yeah.
No, our Oscar picks.
Our Oscar picks.
We have depictions of Oscar ceremonies.
Yes, we...
We're going to pick who we think are going to win the Oscars and who we feel like should win the Oscars, who was snubbed, Don't know if it'll be a long episode, probably longer than normal, but it's going to be a good one.
It's going to be a good one.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So we'll see you next time on Dylan's First Run Features.
See you next time, everyone. Go watch Cocaine Bear.
Dylan's First Run Features is produced and edited by Markham Harvey. Our music is by Dylan Mason. I'm your announcer, Dylan's mother. This has been a Clown Business Coalition production. Good night, everyone.
This is Lane Hewitt speaking.